And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of sports. Well, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education Monday night approved the hiring of Eric Waldstein as the new head football coach. Waldstein comes from Aberdeen, South Dakota, where he taught health and wellness classes, is a strength and conditioning coordinator, and has been head football coach at Presentation Junior College since 2012. He succeeds Nick Ross, who resigned in April. Board member Rod Hartwig asked Atlantic Athletic Director Matt Alexander about some specifics behind the hiring of Waldstein.
How many did we interview for the football coach?
Seven.
How many internal?
Five.
And what separated this guy from the rest of them?
Experience. He had a lot of what I would consider unique, fresh ideas to bring to the program.
In addition to his coaching duties, Waldstein will be a physical education and social studies teacher, as I mentioned during the previous report at the Atlantic High School. His wife, Hillary, was hired as a level 2 and 3 special education instructor at the high school. Athletic Director Matt Alexander said Eric Waldstein has junior college head coaching experience and is well qualified for the position. And in a press release, he said that Waldstein began his coaching career as graduate assistant at Morningside College in Sioux City, and since that time has had the opportunity to coach at several 2 and 4 year colleges, including Simpson in Indianola and Cornell College in Mount Vernon. Waldstein has also either been the head or assistant coaches at junior colleges at Illinois and Wisconsin. Alexander said Coach Waldstein's experience and background will be a great asset to the Trojan football program. He's expected to meet with his staff this Friday. Waldstein and his family are making plans to move to the community in the near future. He and his wife had 2 children, Xander, age 6, and Ryan, age 2. Well, in sports from Monday around the listing area, in girls regional soccer action in Class 2A, it was Lewis Central over Sioux City West 6-0. In 1A, Tri-Center Neola was a 2-0 winner over Council Bluffs St. Albert. In softball action, Atlantic beat Kemper Catholic 12-2. It was ADM over Winterset in 8 innings, 4-2. Also in softball, Coon Rapids Baird was a 16-3 winner over Cam. Creston beat Shenandoah 11-0. Des Moines Christian was a 9-3 winner over Guthrie Center. Earlham down to Grandview Park Baptist 14-1. Essex was a 9-8 winner over East Mills. Exira EHK blanked Boyer Valley 12-0 in softball. Missouri Valley won both doubleheaders against Oakland Riverside 17-2 in the first game, 7-3 in the second. Underwood also was a twice winner over Audubon 16-6 and 18-8. Van Meter beat Panorama in softball 11-7. It was Whiting over Fremont Mills 13-3 and 9-8 in the second game. In baseball action, Cam fell to Coon Rapids Baird 4-3. It was Denison Slashwig over Council Bluffs St. Albert 4-3. Earlham beating Woodward Academy 4-3. Glenwood was an 8-7 winner over Clarinda. Harlan beat Lewis Central 4-1. IKM Manning was a 3-1 winner over Tri-Center in the first game and 4-0 winner in the second game. Lennox beat Essex in baseball action 15-5. It was Logan Magnolia over Griswold 5-3 in one game, 8-1 in the second. Missouri Valley was a 8-5 winner and 9-1 winner over Oakland Riverside, also in baseball, doubleheader. Nishnabotna beat Stanton 7-6. In a twofer game, it was Trainer over Avoca, HST 2-1. That first game was suspended at the top of the sixth due to a bit of a lighting failure. In the second game, it was Trainer over AHST 7-4. Tri-County beat Sigourney 5-3. It was Underwood over Audubon 14-0. Underwood over Audubon in game number 2, 9-2. Also, Van Meter over Panorama by a score of 9-2, and West Harrison over Arweva by a score of 4-3. Elsewhere in sports this morning, Lonnie Chisenhall doesn't have enough at-bats to qualify for the American League batting race right now. If he did, he'd be 50 points ahead of current leader Alex Rios of Texas. Chisenhall is hitting .385 and 161 at-bats after he homered 3 times and tied a team record with 9 RBIs in Cleveland's 17-7 laver at Texas. Elsewhere in the majors, Toronto blew a 4-2 lead in the ninth before Kevin Pillar lined an RBI single in the bottom of the half to give the Jays a 5-4 win over Minnesota. Garrett Richards was sharp in the Angels' 4-1 win against Oakland, allowing a run and 4 hits in 7 innings for his 6th win. Jared Kostert struck out 8 and allowed 3 runs and 5 hits in 6 innings in Houston's 4-3 win at Arizona. Jose Aribu hit a 2-run homer and the White Sox snapped a three-game losing streak with a 6-5 victory over Detroit. Baltimore was a 4-0 winner against Boston. Tampa Bay lost for the 13th time in 14 games after Robinson Cano hit a two-run double, and Seattle stretched its scoreless streak to 19 innings by blanking the Rays 3-0. Ian Desmond was the hitting star in Washington's 9-2 pounding of San Francisco, going three for five with five RBIs. That is, Scott Van Slyke hit a three-run homer and solo shot as the Dodgers whipped the Reds 6-2 in Cincinnati. Gavin Floyd was sharp for his first victory since undergoing Tommy John surgery last year, allowing a run in just three hits in 6 2/3 innings to lead Atlanta past Colorado 3-1. Andrew McCutchen smacked a two-run homer and had three RBIs in Pittsburgh's 6-2 win over the Cubs. The Yankees game in Kansas City was postponed due to rain, and no makeup date was announced. Also, in the NBA, Donald Sterling's lawsuit against the NBA is still on. The attorney for the LA Clippers owner says Sterling has pulled his support from a deal to sell the team to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer and will instead pursue his $1 billion federal lawsuit against the league. The $2 billion sale was negotiated by Sterling's wife Shelley after Donald Sterling's racist remarks to a girlfriend were publicized and the NBA moved to ouster him as owner. Sterling agreed to ink the deal and drop the suit last week, but his attorneys say he's decided not to sign the papers, agreeing to the sale after learning the NBA won't revoke its lifetime ban and fine. That's a check of sports on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.